Okay, brilliant entrepreneur. It is time for you to stop following everyone else's advice. Stop trying to be a cookie cutter of every other guru that you follow online. It is time for you to build your own unique marketing strategy that fits your strengths, that fits your niche, that fits your business model. So if that is something that you want help with, welcome to episode number 375 of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. In this episode, that's exactly what we're going to do, build your unique marketing strategy. If you would like to find the show notes and relevant links for today's episode, all you need to do is go to tashcorbin.com/375. And of course, if you've got any questions for me, be sure to get in touch. I love it when you slide into my inbox or slide on into my DM. So make sure that you take advantage of that and let me know if you've got any questions. Let's dive into today's episode. I'm Tash Corbin and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. So it's time for you to build your own unique marketing strategy. And it makes me so excited when people start questioning how much of their marketing strategy they've just borrowed and almost Frankenstein together from different people and different marketing experts that they've followed. And does it actually suit them and what they're looking for from their business as well as from their marketing? Or is it time for them to create more of a unique, personalized approach? So if you are starting to feel that itchiness or that sense of everything that I'm doing is basically just copying someone else, it's time for me to create something that actually works for me, then this is going to be a very powerful episode for you. So the first piece of advice that I have for you, if you want to build a marketing strategy that is unique and it's for you, then know what your strengths are. So get to know yourself a little more. If you're not someone who likes to do personality tests or strengths quizzes or archetype quizzes, I highly recommend that you do those. Understand what your strengths are, what strengthens you, as well as what are you good at. And the more that you learn about what your strengths are and what comes naturally to you, the more you can curate a marketing strategy that fits those strengths. There is no point if you don't like talking on camera and you know that it's not just a mindset thing, it's actually just not a strength of yours. There is no point following a video-centric marketing strategy that consistently makes you feel less than or that you're not in your zone of genius. And yet, how many online marketers and business strategy experts just make it sort of their way or the highway, right? It's you either follow my strategy and you follow the things that I say that you need to do, or you'll suffer and struggle. And that's just not true. The more that you know what your strengths are, the more you can build a marketing strategy to fit that. So number one, get to know yourself more, know what your strengths are, and then start to look for marketing strategies and techniques that fit with your strengths. Number two, focus on your niche. Your niche. So number one in relation to your niche is be very specific about who it is that you are aiming to reach with your marketing strategy. Because there are certain strategies, tactics, and social channels that work for some niches but not others. And so if all you're doing is following someone else's strategy, all you'll be doing is creating something that's perfectly suited to their niche, not yours. So connect with your niche. Be curious about where they hang out online, how they like to consume content, what they are looking for in terms of the outcomes that they want to achieve, that you can help them to achieve. And then the second thing I would also say is filter the advice that you get through your own niche as well. So when you're listening to podcasts like mine or you're following marketing experts, filter for your niche. So think about this. Okay, well, what would the equivalent of that be for my niche? Is that something that my niche would be interested in? Is that something that I could reach my niche with? In a lot of cases, it needs to be adjusted or revised in order for you to be able to align that to your specific niche. So number two is focus on your niche. Number three, mindset. Now, this is a big one because For most people, the reason why they're copying other people's marketing strategy is that they don't trust themselves as marketers. They don't trust themselves to come up with the right strategy. So your job is to build that trust in yourself. And the way that you can do that is collect evidence. Collect evidence that you know your audience. Collect evidence that you know what you're doing. Collect evidence that you're a great marketer, that you're a great CEO of your business, because you are. And a lot of marketing rhetoric, a lot of marketing strategy out there trying to target you to get your dollars is built on making you not trust yourself. You don't know what the exact 108 steps are to build a six-figure brand. So therefore, you must buy something from someone because you don't know what they are. But there aren't 108 exact steps. That marketer has decided that in order to make you feel like you need to buy from them, they need to convince you that there's this 108 exact steps. And if you don't know what they are and you don't know how to implement them, well, then you're just not going to be as successful. Therefore, if you want to be more successful, you should buy from them. So instead of falling for some of that, right? Learn to build your mindset. Learn to trust yourself, to collect evidence that you're good at decision making, that you're good at marketing, and also retain that decision making power. Retain it. So even if you are working with a mentor or a strategy specialist, make sure that they aren't consistently just telling you, do this, do this, do this. No, just do this. And there's no conversation about it. There's no questions. There's no, does that feel doable to you? There's no, how does that feel? If you're not getting asked those questions, you're not retaining your decision-making power. So whether you pay someone to work with them, whether you're in a group program, whether you're following someone's podcast, you're listening to podcast episodes like mine. In all instances, I want you to retain the decision-making power. You are the one who has the final call. You are the one who gets to decide whether this is the right strategy for you or not. And if you're not sure, and if you're not able to make a good informed decision, ask questions of the person that you're learning from. Because you get to decide. You are the CEO of your business. And the more that you retain that decision-making power, the more you're collecting evidence that you're good at making those decisions. The more, have you ever noticed sometimes you get in a working relationship with someone and you feel like you can't do anything until you've asked them if it's okay? Can you just check this for me? Can I get your eyes on this? Can I ask, do you think this is a good idea? Is that a good idea? Now, there are times where you just need someone to help you and to give you that feedback. But the more that you do that, the more that you create that power dynamic with your mentor or anyone that you're following, the less you're going to trust yourself. And so this is something that I actually talk about quite a lot inside my programs, where I say, our job here is to make me redundant as your mentor. I'm happy to give you that guidance. I'm happy to provide some feedback here and there. But ultimately, the more I do that, the more we can sometimes get into that relationship of needing me. And that's not my desire. My desire is not to be the gatekeeper of your marketing strategy. It's to equip you to be a great strategist. And so in order to do that, I want you to collect evidence of where you have made a decision and it's working out. It's a good decision. Number four is no vacuums. No vacuums. So if you want to create a marketing strategy that works and that's unique for you, you cannot continue to intellectualize and think about it in a little safety bubble. You need to get out there and get started. The fastest way to learn whether a marketing strategy is a fit for you or not is to implement it. The fastest way to work out if you've got strong messaging about your webinar or not is to share about your webinar. Share that messaging. So the fastest way to keep your marketing strategy cookie cutter to someone else's and no clue as to whether it's actually effective or not is to keep it in your little safety bubble, in your vacuum. The more that you get out there and share, the more that you get out there and start, the more that you get out there and market, the more evidence you'll have, the more insight you'll have, and the more you'll be able to refine it based on what works for you and what works for your audience as well. Number five. Now, this is a really sexy one, and I want you to have a play with it, even if it makes you feel like, oh, I'm not not sure, who am I, right? It can sometimes bring up some imposter syndrome, but I think it's a really good one to have a play with. And that is called the competitive response strategy. Now, this is where you look at the marketing strategy of your competitors, whether it be their messaging or their content or the way that they're doing something, and you really discern on whether you agree or disagree. That's it. You discern on whether you agree or disagree. So let's say, for example, I see another marketing specialist out there saying, if you don't do this three-step strategy, then you're leaving money on the table, you're not doing a good enough job, you're going to suffer, you're going to fail. And I think, that's not true. That is a brilliant way for me to build my unique approach to marketing, because I disagree. So what is my take then? Well, what would I say people do? Now, I don't share it as a direct response to that competitor. I just share it as my content. So I might create a podcast episode on why I don't think this three-step strategy is the be-all and end-all for online businesses. Or I might do why you don't need to do this three-step strategy in order to be successful. Or I might do, wink, wink, a podcast episode on how to build your own unique marketing strategy. Yeah? Because for a lot of people, it's very easy for us to get caught up in that kind of concrete or very black and white thinking. It's like, well, if you don't do this, you'll fail. If you do this, you'll succeed. And so it's very easy for us to get caught up in that, in fear and fear of missing out in particular. So we really struggle with it. But let's say I see someone share online that cold DM spamming is a terrible marketing strategy and why, and I completely agree with them. Well, I get to create my version of that conversation, of that content, because in the online space, we are all contributing to a conversation. And so let's say I see someone talk about why DM spamming is a terrible idea. And I think, okay, yep, I agree with that. DM spamming is a terrible idea. But what does my niche, remember, filtering through my niche, what does my niche need to hear about it? And how can I contribute to this conversation? My unique take or my strategy or my way of going about this. So I might, for example, then do three ways to create connection without having to DM strangers. So I'm not just talking about why not to DM strangers, but I'm talking about how you can create the very thing that is used as the reason why a lot of marketers say you must DM strangers online. Because social media is social. It's not my kind of social. I do not like being butted in on unexpectedly. I don't like uninvited intruders into my social spaces. But a lot of marketers do say that that's why you should do it. So I need to present, well, what is my take on that then? If I agree with that person, that competitor, I don't really see anyone as a competitor, but if I agree with someone else's hot take on the internet, I can create my version of what that might look like or how I might approach that or why I believe that as my response to that. But what it's doing is it's still positioning me in a unique way. So it's a really sexy little thing to play with. Now, I don't recommend that you fill your feed full of competitors. One of the things that I recommend that you do is unfollow at a bunch of people who are doing something similar to or aligned with what it is that you do. I like to just keep your feed absent of that, especially in the early stages of your business, because it can sometimes create that sense of fraud. I'm a fraud. I'm an imposter. This person says it better than me. Who am I? We don't want to elicit that. But whenever you stumble across something that's speaking to your niche or speaking to the topic that you're an expert on, speaking about something that you have an opinion on for your audience, then whether you agree or disagree, you can still have your content come from it. So if you agree, you create your version for your niche and you contribute to that conversation. Or if you disagree, maybe you disagree because your niche needs something different. You disagree because you think that that's not the right strategy, or you know, you think that that's not the approach that you want to take. Then you share, well, what do you recommend? So you can either share it through the lens of why I don't recommend this and what I recommend instead, or you just share, well, what do you recommend? You don't even need it to be in response, right? It's in response for you behind the scenes, but it's not actually speaking about anyone else's content or any other person or any other provider. It's just your piece of content, your take, your approach, your strategy. So it's a really sexy one to play with, because what it then does, it starts to build this unique set of content, this unique way of you speaking about it, and this unique approach that's specific to your niche that can really help you stand out online. So that's a really sexy one. And then the final piece of advice that I have for you is be yourself. Everyone else has taken, it's hard work to try and pretend to be someone else. So just stop that part of the hard work and just focus on being you. If you're someone who's a little bit sweary, be a bit sweary. If you're someone who is very matter of fact and straightforward, be matter of fact and straightforward. If you're very loving and caring and gentle, be loving and caring and gentle. If you're a bit verbose and you talk a little longer than other people, talk a little longer. That's okay. I think the more that you just focus on being yourself and showing up as who you are, and stop trying to look like someone who's successful. Stop trying to look like someone who has an online business, whatever that means. Stop trying to look like someone who's professional, whatever that means. Just show up and be yourself. The more that you show up and be yourself, the more you tune into your strengths, the more you tune into your niche, the more you build that strength in your mindset, because you're not trying to be someone else. You learn to trust yourself more. So it creates this amazing opportunity for you to really find your unique space in the market and a marketing strategy that works for you as an individual as well. So if all of that gets you very excited to start building your own unique marketing strategy and your own message that really shines out there in the world, then the first step is to make sure that you have clearly and effectively defined your niche and you know how to speak to that niche in a resonant way. If you are struggling with that, then come on over to the show notes of today's episode, tashcorbin.com/375, and grab the link to my Nail Your Niche training, because that is such a powerful way for you to get started on presenting something that is really unique. And when something is unique, it's far more resonant. And also to speak in a way that's going to get the attention of your ideal clients. So make sure you go and check that one out, tashcorbin.com/375. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.